Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. Another episode coming at your face hot. Hot, hot, baby. Like a hot, hot cum shot. It's a lot to say in the first 30 seconds. First 10 seconds, but we did it. There's no take backsies. I don't re-record this. I don't edit this podcast at all. You know that? I just talk straight for an hour and what comes out of my mouth comes out of my mouth. No editing on this podcast. I can guarantee you that. You may be sitting there thinking, Heather, you should edit. There's some things you should take out. But you know what? No, you're wrong. It's nice to just go straight through. It's also proof that, you know, if you have to edit a lot of the things you're saying in a podcast, maybe you're a shitty person. Huh? You're letting things come out that you wish you hadn't said. Why'd you say them? Maybe you're a bad person. All right. I'm doing great. How are you doing this beautiful Wednesday? Beautiful depending on where you live. If you're in Asheville, North Carolina, not so pretty over there, huh? Some parts of Florida, North Carolina, Tennessee, hit by that bitch, Helene. What a bitch. It's rough. We're going to get into it a bit about Hurricane Helene, not about any news. You've already seen, the mainstream media hasn't really covered Hurricane Helene. But if you're on TikTok, you've seen some stuff. I've seen some stuff. I'm chronically online. And I've seen some crazy shit. Everything's underwater. Damage has been done. Mainstream media, they don't care. I don't know why they don't care. They don't really give a fuck. I haven't seen much. I'm not watching the news. What am I, a boomer? Who is watching the nightly news? It's fake. Whatever they're telling, I'm starting to sound like Trump now. Fake news. It's just, it's a little polished is what I'm going to say. They're not going to get on the news and be like, did you hear about this genocide? They're not going to say things like that. So it's a little, but I've heard that, and I believe it, that the mainstream media has not been reporting on Hurricane Helene, which is weird. Because there has been a lot of damage. You might as well name that Hurricane Diddy. Am I right? High five. Here we go. We're getting into the podcast, baby. We're getting strong. Mama's had her coffee. All right. Some housekeeping up top. Clean your fucking room. You would think I was talking about housekeeping on my end, telling you about shows I have coming up, telling you to join my goddamn Patreon if you haven't. How are you not a Patreon member and you listen to this weekly? Support your local lesbian, okay? Join the Patreon. Heather Shaw Comedy over at patreon.com. You get an extra bonus episode. Extra bonus. I always say that every week, but you do. You get an extra bonus episode, additional as well, también, of this podcast every single week. Every Sunday it comes out. Talk about personal things. Last episode, I talked about having to help my mom find her hearing aids. And we never did find them. So, join the Patreon. Support a lesbian for as little as $3 a month. Are you kidding me? Come on. Other housekeeping, definitely clean your house. It's looking a little rough. We almost wanted to hold an intervention for you, but we decided to just, this would be an easier way to tell you. Clean your fucking room. If your house is clean, then go to therapy. I don't know. Something's cluttered in your world. I can tell just by looking through the screen of my phone. Upcoming shows tonight. I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma, because I love myself. And I'm going to find a husband. I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Looney Bin. Get tickets. If you're listening to this in and around Tulsa, you need a good laugh. You live in Oklahoma. You need a good laugh. Come out to the Looney Bin tonight. I'm there. I'm in Bentonville, Arkansas all weekend, October 3rd through the 5th, doing a comedy festival out there, the Big Diamond Comedy Festival. I'm very excited. I'll be headlining Thursday night, tomorrow night, and then I'll be hanging out there all weekend. Bentonville is the birthplace of Walmart. I'll be roasting the entire city the whole time I'm there. Walmart is, the root of all evil. They have a Walmart museum in Bentonville, Arkansas, and I loved just the fact that they have that museum out there. I don't know what's inside the museum. I've never been to the museum. I can guess there's not any living wages. Huh? Come on, another high five. We're killing it. And then Sunday, I'll be in Kansas City, Missouri, very small venue called Knuckleheads. If you're in that area, come out to that show. Later in the month, I'm in Salt Lake City and Las Vegas. And then we are adding a bunch of shows for the end of the year, as well as falling into the next year, 2025. Shows are being added left and right. I'll tell you all about them as the tickets go on sale. The only ones right now on sale are for November. Naples, Florida. If anybody's in Naples, Florida, I'll be there November 7th and 8th. If Naples, Florida is not underwater, I haven't checked. They may be underwater. The hurricane may have gotten Naples. And if it's not underwater and you're in Naples, come out to the show because it will be underwater within the next few years. Florida is going to sink. At this rate, Florida is going to sink. It's not good. So come out to the show if you're in Naples or that area. I'll also be going out to Florida again in January or February, but we're adding shows constantly, so stay tuned. All tickets at heathershawcomedy.com. Thanks for letting me make those announcements. That was a sad mouth fart. Let's start the show. All right, Diddy. Diddy updates. Let's get into Diddy updates. Are there any Diddy updates? Because it's been real quiet. Does anybody else notice that? It's been really quiet for the diddler. I don't know. I'm not hearing much coming out. What's going on with Diddy? I heard he was shacked up with, what was that, FTX guy, Sam Bankman-Fried or something? That fucking weird loser who scammed people. But, you know, I don't know. If you're buying into crypto, you deserve to be scammed. That's always been my stance. If you're buying NFTs and crypto, you deserve to be scammed. Especially from that loser. If that loser, Sam Bankman-Fried, can convince you to spend millions on his cryptocurrency company or what the fuck ever, you deserve to be homeless. I mean, I don't know how Tom Brady has a job. He should be publicly humiliated. But yeah, Diddy's been sharing a cell apparently with him, which seems kind of weird. Nothing's been going on. We don't know what's going on. It says here, Diddy could remain behind bars for a year or maybe more as he awaits the trial. But that's not breaking his spirit. I mean, I want to hear from Diddy. What's going on? Can we get like a jailhouse interview? It's not even a jailhouse. It's a prison cell interview. I want to see what's going on with him. Is he really not eating? Everybody's saying he's not eating. He's refusing to eat because he thinks the food is poison. It is poison. It's prison food. I mean, they're not serving you anything that wasn't chemically engineered 15 years ago. So he's not wrong. Diddy's attorney, this is a fun sentence. Diddy's attorney, Mark Agnifilo, defendant of the creeps. Hey, I'm Mark Agnifilo. I defend the fucking pedophiles. Diddy's attorney appears in a new TMZ Studios documentary, The Downfall of Diddy, The Indictment. This is the documentary, and it has just dropped on Tubi. Now, here's... this is great. The first person to get a Diddy documentary pushed out there is Tubi. That's so appropriate. Tubi, the amazing streaming service where it looks like every... I don't know if you've ever had to do a class project on film. If you've had to create a little film class project in high school, it's what Tubi delivers. That's what Tubi movies look like. Every time I see a fucked up acting scene with two people that have never acted a day in their life, but just showed up to a casting call in some fucked up dentist's office for a role, they booked it on Tubi. Tubi movies are notoriously bad. I remember I saw one TikTok that posted a scene from a Tubi movie where they were supposed to be in a hospital and they were clearly shooting that day at a nail salon because a guy was in a bed like he would be in a hospital and behind him is just a shelves full of nail polish. They didn't even take down the nail polish wall. Tubi said, fuck it. Fuck it. They know it's a fake movie. We'll sell it with the acting and the acting does not get sold. I mean, these people are like not actors, you know. What do you mean, Crystal? Is it cancer? Yes, girl, you got cancer bad. Oh, no. Yeah, you will be dying in 5 minutes. Damn, I've always loved you, Crystal. You too, boo. Anyways, pick a color from the wall. I'll paint your nails while you're in the hospital. You know, it's very fun. I love Tubi, but leave it to Tubi to have the first documentary on Diddy just ready to go. Because, you know, they're like South Park. They can pump out topical things because there's no effort into it. South Park can do it because their animation is different than Family Guy or The Simpsons, Tubi does it because there's no, literally the budget is $5 and they just cast whoever walks into the building first. I'm sure P. Diddy is played by an older Asian man in this documentary. It's not even a documentary. It's all scripted. I'm sure they cast an old Asian man to play P. Diddy. Who else? Tupac is somehow in it in this documentary, giving an interview. Tupac is an old woman. It's all old people in the Diddy documentary. I'm excited. I do want to check out some scenes of this Tubi Diddy documentary. And that's what he deserves. He deserves a documentary about his nefarious acts on Tubi. And I like that his attorney granted an interview to Tubi. He's not even trying. He's like, I'm going to take this money and give zero effort because Diddy's fucked. Diddy's as fucked as those, you know, women he was drugging. He's fucked. So, I mean, I don't even know if the attorneys are trying. They just show up, they take Diddy's money, they tell him everything's going to be okay, they're going to figure it out. No, they're not. It's a federal fucking charge. These are federal indictments. You're fucked. Maybe Diddy will share your cell with, what's his name? Eric Adams? Yeah, but Diddy's been quiet. I don't really know. Agnifilo, the lawyer Agnifilo, Mark Agnifilo, says Diddy's remaining remarkably positive and isn't letting the indictment weaken his resolve. I mean, this isn't like him fighting a traffic ticket. You know what I mean? These are like very serious charges. Once you get hit with a RICO charge, you might as well be locked up for life or a very long time. This is the shit they got Gotti with. You don't just get out of this shit. But I like that he's talking about it. Like, he's not going to let this silly little indictment weaken his resolve. Instead, Agnifilo says Diddy is so focused on his defense, it's actually giving him a form of strength and confidence that'll help him deal with being behind bars for an extended period. I just want to know what's going on with him. What's he doing every day? You know, dreaming of freak-offs? Does he just have wet dreams of freak-offs? Where he just like imagines it's Justin Bieber's little butthole pulsing? I don't know what's going on in that man's head. Diddy is still in the special housing unit called The Shoe. I remember The Shoe from Orange is the New Black. They'd always send the bad people down to The Shoe, which is like solitary confinement. Diddy's been put on suicide watch, even though his legal team says he's not suicidal. And here, Agnifilo tells us Diddy's come to terms with the fact that MDC Brooklyn is his new home for now and is living by the adage, don't tell me what I did wrong. Tell me what I do next. That's what Diddy's living by. I'm Mark Agnifilo. Mark Agnifilo. Don't tell me what I did wrong. Tell me what I do next. That's what we do here. I don't know. I love that his attorney's clearly phoning it in as much as those actors on Tubi. I do think that 50 Cent is working on a documentary about P. Diddy. I hope that he also sells that to Tubi. I don't know. I just love that Tubi's really gotten on top of this. They know their demographic. I can't wait to look up clips. I'm actually absolutely going to do that. Mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, has been indicted. Federal indictments coming down for Eric Adams, the cool guy in the club doing cocaine and partying. I loved Eric Adams. He was a fucking corrupt politician and kind of not shy about it. I mean, you would see him out partying with people at night. He was like the cool guy. It was like if Jay-Z became mayor. But Jay-Z has more control as a businessman. I feel like Eric Adams was just out and about with it. But he is facing 5 separate criminal counts, including conspiracy to commit wire fraud, federal program bribery, and to receive campaign contributions by foreign nationals. Wire fraud, 2 counts of solicitation of a contribution by a foreign national and bribery. So that's basically what he's accused of. It really comes down to silly shit. Eric Adams didn't kill anybody. He's not a Clinton. He's not getting caught with drugs. He does the coke in the club and then he leaves and goes home. He's getting charged with bribery, which is a very political, like every politician that goes down for bribery, they're literally just accepting free flights and hotels. It's for the dumbest shit ever. According to the 57-page indictment, Eric Adams allegedly accepted more than $100,000 in luxury travel, including hotel stays, meals, and airline upgrades. He accepted them from Turkish nationals beginning in 2016 when he still served as president of the New York borough of Brooklyn. Like, this is the saddest shit. This is the saddest way to get a federal indictment is to just be like, yes, I would like to take your upgraded first class flight. Thank you, Turkey. Like, it's just every politician always just accepts free flights and hotels. These politicians are so easy to buy. They just want to, a good bed to lay in. I mean, you think that he'd be like, no, if you want to get to me, you got to pay me $5 million, cold hard cash, cold hard. I made him sound like he's a little down with the syndrome there. Cold hard cash in a suitcase by my door at 5 p.m., no later than 5. No, he's like, if you want to get to me, you got to get me upgraded from economy to comfort plus on Delta Airlines. Like, that is his, that's what he's getting a federally indicted for. If you want to get to Big Eric Adams, you're going to have to give me a nice suite at the Hilton Garden Inn. That's the only way you can, the only way you can bribe me is with a nice upgraded double queen bed suite at a Hilton Garden Inn. It's crazy. It's crazy that politicians will throw away their entire life and power. I mean, you know, New York City mayor, he's got a lot of power. All for travel, hotels, as if he couldn't just pay that himself. I don't understand. Does he not make much money? Let's look that up. How much do mayors, how much do NYC mayors make? What's your guess? I would say 100 grand. The mayor in New York City makes $258,000, almost $260,000 a year. So this guy can't buy his own fucking flights? What are we doing? I don't understand. Now you're getting into like weird like foreign national issues by accepting things from Turkey. It's very odd. Dude, you make enough money. One of the charges in the indictment is wire fraud. It stems from allegations that Adams devised a scheme to obtain money by making false and fraudulent pretenses in his dealings. I'm too dumb to understand what this means, but I know it's something very simple. According to the Justice Department, Adams fraudulently obtained as much as $2,000 in public funds for illegal contributions. So like he was giving money to other people. Part of his initiative known as the Matching Funds Program, candidates are prohibited from accepting contributions from people who are not U.S. citizens, so people from Turkey. So he was accepting $2,000 from Turkey and they got him on that. Girl, get your life together. Why does Turkey have such a hold over Eric Adams? He loves Turkey. That man could never be vegan. Sabrina Carpenter may have brought down Eric Adams. She stated at a live show, she said, whoops, I think I may have brought down Eric Adams. Now, what happened was she filmed a music video inside of a New York City cathedral. And I think it raised eyebrows because of like the whole, you know, if you're going to shoot a music video and do production, there's money to be made there. There's money to be spent there. A lot of these places you rent out and then you've got to pay the labor of everybody shooting the music video and you've got to get permits. And if you're in a city, maybe funded or city protected cathedral, then who is she paying to get inside of that cathedral? I'm not 100% sure, but it all came from her shooting that music video inside of a religious institution in this cathedral and then them going to the priest and being like, hey, how did this pop star get into your cathedral and just shoot a music video that is she's going to profit off of and other people had to make money by working inside there. And then the priest was like, oh, like, yeah, it was a deal with Eric Adams and like we figured it out. And then they followed Eric Adams and they delved into his finances and then discovered all this shit of him accepting $2,000. I mean, how this guy makes 260K a year and he's like, Turkey, can you give me like, let me just hold $2,000 until next week. Please just give me $2,000 or at least give me like a king size bed in another country in a hotel. That'd be great. Please. He's going to go down. I don't know. I don't even live in New York City. This does not affect me at all. Most of what politicians do in their day-to-day life doesn't really affect us. You know, I know that, people don't agree with that, but like this doesn't really, you know, I don't live in New York City. This is not misappropriating any funds or taxes or anything. I don't even think he was fucking with New York City's money, to be honest. He was just, accepting money from, you know, foreigners. But if I were in New York City, I feel like I'd want my mayors to either be a literal rat or to be like a Tony Soprano character. You know, I'd want my mayor to be a little gangster. I want him going out doing blow till 4 a.m. with Pitbull. I want him to try to attack the rat problem in New York City with weird, you know, setting up a rat defense department. That's fun. He did something like that. Lady rat killer. I think he appointed a lady rat killer to take care of the rat problem. That's what I want my New York City mayor to do. If I was in New York City, I'd want a Tony Soprano. I'd want a guy who's in head of, you know, sanitation department to really run the city. It's either you get Eric Adams, who's like doing whatever, doesn't really, you know, whatever. He's like shitty character. He's a shady person, but he's not really doing anything crazy. Or you get like Rudy Giuliani, who like kind of is weird and has, not that cross-dressing is weird, but it's like, girl, if you're going to be a cross-dresser, just tell us all. You can't just let the photos leak. Remember when Rudy Giuliani was just cross-dressing all the time? And I don't know what he was doing, but I don't care. Girl, it's your life, but you have to be upfront about that. We can't just stumble upon these photos. It's more stunning. It's too stunning that way. You need to just let us know. Come out with it. Rudy Giuliani handled the homeless problem in New York City by just busing them to California and then claimed to be like, I cleaned up New York City. And he kind of did. That is a way to clean up New York. It's better than them just killing them. I mean, he could have just killed them. Maybe he did. It's Rudy Giuliani. I wouldn't put anything past him. Rudy Giuliani's kind of a dork. He was a weird mayor. He was mayor of during 9/11, so people kind of praised him for that. He did take down the mob. People praised him early in his career for that. But then, you know, look what he is now. Remember when he was just sweating his box hair dye ink? He looked like printer ink was just coming down his face at a press conference. He got real weird, that Rudy Giuliani. It's hard to trust any man named Rudy. You know, Eric is more solid. Eric could go either way. Rudy? I don't think so. That guy's creepy. That guy's going to hit on his own granddaughter. We'll keep an eye on Diddy. I don't really care about Eric Adams because, again, he didn't really do anything that egregious to me. He just kind of like went outside and, you know, kind of accepted money in a way he shouldn't have for embarrassing reasons. And the government doesn't like when you make money outside of without their knowledge. They don't like it. They want to take a cut. That's our money. Come on. You can't just be accepting money. Let's get into Lana, spelled backwards as anal. Love that little tidbit. Lana Del Rey got married, bitches. It was about time. Oh my God, her and Jeremy have been together for days. Lana got married to Jeremy. How do you say his last name so I don't want to be rude to this guy who's a crusty airboat captain. Jeremy Dufresne. I'm going to say Dufresne. Now, I could be very wrong, but hey, guys, in the end, does it fucking matter how you say his last name? We're all going to die. Okay. Jeremy Dufresne. Lana got married to the airboat captain who is, I don't know, 20 years older than her. Maybe 10 if he doesn't moisturize. They got married in Louisiana near the airboats, I think, where they met. Where does it say that? Does it say where they got married? I really do think it was literally like next to the airboat tours that he gives. Let's see. I'm going to find this part of it. The wedding ceremony and reception were both held in the same bayou where Jeremy operates his swamp boat tours. This is where they first met. It's a special place for them. It was a beautiful, relaxed, and family-focused wedding. The focus was just on their love story. I mean, so they got married in a bayou. Cute. Love it. The source shared more about their love story, saying that Del Rey and Dufresne... I mean, honestly, can we just... Del Rey and Dufresne does sound kind of boss. Lana Del Dufresne. Lana Dufresne. Lana Dufresne, the queen of the bayou. Bayou. I can't even... I don't know how to do that accent. I'm just guessing. I'm so sorry if I'm offending anybody in Louisiana, but you'll be okay. Aren't you underwater right now? You have bigger fish to fry. And they're Cajun. Lana Del Dufresne, I do declare. Now I'm getting into Savannah, Georgia. I don't know where I am with this accent. It's fine. That's a good name, though. I like that. Lana Dufresne, queen of the bayou. I like that a lot. Lana Del Dufresne... Lana, Jeremy, they're good. I like it a lot. The source shared that they initially met a few years ago and then reconnected earlier this year. It's been a whirlwind romance, but Lana's close friends hoped she would get married. That's weird. I'm sorry. If any of my close friends hoped I'd get married, they were just like, oh, please just marry anybody. We hope she just gets married. Get her off our case, this dumb cunt. You know, I would hope my friends would just be like, no, we want you to get married, but like in a sensible way. Not just please get married. He's a great guy. He's charm. This is not me. This is their friends. He's a great guy. He's charming and charismatic in a southern way. So that just means he can, you know, he can read. He's real charismatic for a southern man. He knows he doesn't call black people the help. He's so charismatic. So charming. He can recite the alphabet. It's crazy. I do think he's a Trumper. I don't care about that. I've never been one to like, I don't know. Now, if somebody says that they're a Trumper, I go, you know, like, okay. If somebody going, I'm voting for Trump over Kamala, that's different. Trumpers, if you're a Trumper, that means that you're excited about the man. You're a little in a cult. So I have heard that Jeremy Dufresne over there is a Trumper. But, you know, what do we expect from a man in camo? Like doing alligator shows on an airboat. I mean, I would be kind of upset if he was voting for Kamala. I would be like, what do you fucking mean? You need to support your own people right now. Okay? Who's going to get Trump elected if it's not Jeremy Dufresne? Yeah, I wonder what they came down to the aisle to. It was an outdoor wedding. It was really low key. I love that. I do love that. I think Lana spent, her real name is Elizabeth Grant. Can we cut the shit here? I think her dress was like $200. I love it. I honestly love it. Now that I'm getting into wedding planning very lightly, dude, I'm not a millionaire like Lana. I do not want to drop $75,000 on one fucking day so that my aunt can get drunk and my, you know, dad can kind of look at me weird and eat his steak. I'm not doing that. I mean, I don't even want to spend $50,000. I just don't want to spend that much money on one day so other people can be like, well, that was a good party. I just don't want it. So I totally understand why she would buy a $250 dress, walk down the aisle in flip-flops next to a fucking airboat, and that's still running probably. How loud was that wedding? Do you want to take this here, Jeremy? I do. I don't know what they walked down the aisle to. I imagine the song wasn't the normal. It was probably, they probably just walked down to the sound of a Mountain Dew Code Red opening. Just a just everybody just opening a Mountain Dew Code Red at the same time. Here she comes. Here comes the bride. You know, it's fine. Apparently his ex-fiance came out. He had an ex-fiance. Now she's classy, this ex-fiance. I like her a lot. She released a statement. What's her name? Kelly Walsh. But she spells it K-E-L-L-I. That checks out. Listen, I'm not trying to stereotype, but stereotypes exist for some reason sometimes. That checks out. A lady named Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, Welsh, released a statement saying, I am in shock because we were engaged for 12 years and he got married after 1 month. Girl, be so fucking for real right now. That man didn't want to marry you. That man was stringing you along for 12 years. You said, when should we start planning, Jeremy? I can't hear you over your airboat, Jeremy. Can you put the gator down, Jeremy? We need to pick a caterer. I mean, and then for her to be like, it's just crazy he got married after 1 month. Bitch, it's Lana Del Rey. Okay, he's not leaving you for a 1,000-pound sister. No offense to them, but that'd be shocking. This is Lana Del Rey. Of course he got married after a month. Now, I don't think that he's like, I think he's clearly smitten and probably in love and with all the other, whatever. It's a young woman. She's hot. She's successful as fuck. She's famous. What do you mean you're surprised? Anybody would say yes. You know, fucking Clay Aiken would be like, girl, I'll go straight. It's fine. I'm going to marry you, Lana, and you're going to give me anal. It's great. You know, like she said, she continued, I am happy for him. He is very protective, hardworking, manly man. He needed to get out of his comfort zone. When somebody says somebody is a manly man, I just imagine that they have a lot of calluses on their hand and very dirty fingernails. And then I think about getting finger blasted by them and how it must be a chore to pretend it's fun. He needed to get out of his comfort zone, Kelly said. He was used to bio life and being out in a swamp. He is deserving of this blessing. That's a very nice statement, though. Honestly, that's a really nice statement. Can you imagine being engaged for 12 years to a fucking crusty airboat captain? And then he goes and gets married to Lana Del Rey. And you're just like, you know what? He deserves that blessing. She's a fucking star for that. That's sick. Take notes, Ethan Slater's wife. No, I'm kidding. This is a lot different. But it would be funny if Ethan Slater's wife was like, I'm happy for Ariana. He can have that little leprechaun. She can have that little leprechaun. I've had enough of him. He can't reach anything in the top cabinets. It's sick. Kelly noted that Jeremy and Lana look happy together, saying it's not fake happy. He truly is in love with her. Again, who wouldn't be? If you make $18,000 a year riding airboats, chasing gators, showing tourists swamps, who wouldn't be excited to be in love with Lana? He's a very solid guy. I care about him deeply as a friend. His ability to love and care and protect people makes him so attractive. So she's a very good ex to have. She's very sweet. Jeremy must have been a good partner, even though he strung her along for 12 years, being like, yeah, we'll get married in the spring. And then the spring came and he'd be like, I'm in the fall. And the fall would come. He's like, oh, winter's almost here. We'll do it in the spring. And then just repeats forever. A source told Daily Mail that Lana's friends and team did some digging on him over fears he could be using her. I mean, she's a hot, famous singer. You know, again, it's not like he's trying to tie down a 1,000-pound sister like Tammy. There's no like, well, what's going on? It's not like 90 Day Fiance. It absolutely makes sense how he fell in love with Lana. But Jeremy's business is lucrative and he doesn't need or want Lana's money. Lucrative means that he's bringing in at least 40K. And in Louisiana, that's a lot. They can see he treats her right and he's very, very low maintenance. He's clearly very low maintenance. You know, give him a hot dog, put on a NASCAR race, tell him Trump already won the election and never left the White House and he's good to go. Apparently he has children though, which I find that fun. He's got 3 kids. I did not know that. I did not know that he had 3 kids already, which is really fun. Can you imagine Lana Del Rey being your stepmom? That's fun. Lana Del Rey being your stepmom. She comes in your room like, go play your video games. Me and your daddy wanna go fuck. Please leave us alone. Go play your video games on really high volume so you don't hear us because I make him come hard. Yeah. I know, it's really fun. I love it. I'm a fan of the old Lana marriage. If anything, we're going to get a fantastic album out of it. Chapel Roan, baby. The last time I made a clip about Chapel Roan, I pronounced her name Chapel Rowan. How fucking dare I? I'm so sorry. People came for me hard. That's a weird sentence to say, I'm sorry. People came at me hard. That's even weirder. People were upset. People, they said, it's Chapel Roan. Get it together.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
You faggot. And they were faggots. So it was gay on gay crime. Chapel Roan coming under hot water, hot pressure. I don't fucking know what the word is. She's canceling gigs. She's not endorsing Kamala. She's a communist. She is everything that Gen Z is. You know what I mean? Calling out of work because they don't feel good. They don't feel good. My mental health is suffering. I can't perform for 2 hours on a stage. My mental health is so bad. Listen, I understand mental health is important. It is ironic that the fans who are so, who are big advocates for mental health. No, I'm an advocate for mental health, but I'm not a huge advocate for mental health. Sometimes I call people who use neo pronouns schizophrenics. Sorry. It's a little schizophrenic to say you want to be called frog self. Okay? I'm a little old school. Back in my day, we just had they, them. But, you know, Gen Z is a generation that is very pro mental health and taking care of yourself, and that comes first. And we love women and we build them up. But the minute they say that they're not endorsing the political candidate that they endorse, and the minute that she's that Chapel starts canceling shows due to mental health, then Gen Z starts to be like, turns into boomers and be like, well, I paid tickets. So dance, monkey. Fuck your fucking mental health. Unless you're going to shoot yourself on stage, we don't give a fuck. Also, why are you not endorsing Kamala? That's who I want to win president. So you have to endorse them. They're gonna explode. Chapel Roan came out and said, look, I'm not endorsing Kamala. Of course I'm voting for her, you fucking idiots. Like, I do feel bad that she is, you know, she's stuck with this generation of kind of fucking idiots. Where she goes, I'm not endorsing any politician in this race. I think both sides are a little wrong. I don't want to put my weight behind one candidate. Like, obviously this fucking girl is not a Trump supporter. Obviously. Hello? Hello? The drag queen loving fucking gay, you know, pop star princess Chapel Roan. Do you think that she's like, fuck yeah, close the borders? Like, what are we doing? But because she didn't come out and explicitly say, I would suck Kamala's clit for days on end. I'll do anything Kamala wants me to do. I love her and I love genocide. Because she didn't come out and say that, people really turned on her and really misunderstood what she was saying. So then she had to come back and make a video and going, hey, idiots, just because you don't endorse somebody doesn't mean I'm not going to vote for them. Thanks so much for taking this and running with it the wrong way. You're all fucking trash. Also, stop getting your fucking, I don't know. I just never, here's the thing. I've never enjoyed somebody's music or their acting or any art that they've put out and been like, wait a minute. In order to really enjoy this, I need to know where they stand politically. In fact, that's the last thing I need to know. When I enjoy a comedian on stage, when I enjoy an actor, when I enjoy a song, the last thing I want to know is what do they stand up for? What are their values? I don't want to know. You're going to disappoint me or it's going to be weird. I don't even want to know if there's allegations out about you. I separate the art from the artist. Let me enjoy this little music over here by a man named Chris Brown. Just kidding. I would never listen to that trash. But, you know, it's like if you're looking to your pop stars to reinforce your ideas, maybe don't. Maybe just enjoy the rise and fall of the Midwest princess. You know, and all, it's kind of obvious who she's voting for. But even if Chapel came out and was like, I fully support Donald J. Trump, I'd be like, okay, cool. Pink Pony Club, I want to keep on dancing at the Pink Pussy Club. Grab him by the pussy. Like, I would not care. It doesn't affect the amount of times I've listened to Pink Pony Club. It's not going to affect the amount of times I still slam Kink as my karma. I don't care, but it doesn't affect me. I'm in my 30s now. You know, these are 18-year-olds that are very impressionable and, like, you know, are dumb. I was once dumb. I was 18. I once believed that pop stars and what they believe in matters. These people are dumb. They're like professional athletes. Pop stars are like professional athletes. Their heads are full of rocks. They're really good at one thing. Athletes run fast. Pop stars perform well and write really good songs. Sometimes they write. Chapel Roan writes. She's a singer-songwriter. Let her be a singer-songwriter. Now, she did cancel her... she canceled her gig due to mental health issues at Out Loud Festival. I think it was a festival in New York City and D.C. The shitty thing is that, yeah, people buy tickets. I think VIP was about $400. They're coming from all over the country and maybe outside the country. So people are spending money on flights and hotels and taking off of work. You know, that's the shitty part of it. That is just part of the gamble, is that that somebody could cancel on you. Somebody could pull a Lauryn Hill. You know, I love Lauryn Hill's music. I would never, if you gave me free tickets to a Lauryn Hill concert, I would turn them down so fast. She's notorious for showing up late or not showing up at all. you know, and she only came out with The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I can listen to that at home in my comfort and not be disappointed by Miss Hill, who probably would hate me in real life. And that's okay. That's fair. But yeah, that is the shitty part. But you've got Chapel Roan, who's just, I don't know that she's ready for stardom. And then there's people on TikTok being like, how does she not know that this is what being famous is about? How did she not fucking know? She's been wanting this for 10 years and she finally gets it and she treats this like fucking dirt. Yeah, maybe the girl's having a psychotic break. I don't really know. I don't really care. It sucks that you lost money. There's other artists at the festival, but that's just part of going to a festival. It's almost like having an outdoor wedding. Sorry, I keep going back to weddings, but wedding planning is on my mind. I will not be doing an outdoor wedding because you can't control the weather. Sorry, people on TikTok, that's not real. We'll get into that in a second. You know, I just don't want to risk having an outdoor wedding, setting it all up, and then it rains that day, or there's a catastrophic thunderstorm, or even like a chilly day. Like, I'm, you know, so that's just part of it. Now, if she starts to have a track record of canceling shows, maybe just enjoy her from your house. But she is semi-young. I think she's 26 years old, and she's very new to this, and I'm sympathetic to it. And maybe she doesn't want this. Maybe she should be a Fiona Apple, or maybe she is a Kate. Who was that one? Kate Bush? Is Kate Bush the running up the hill? I always confuse Kate Bush with Kate Nash. Bush is in my pants, Nash like Ville. Okay. This is an unhinged episode. Yeah, I just, you know, I think that it's just a taste of Gen Z's medicine to be like, mental health matters. And then when their favorite artist cancels due to mental health, they're like, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, fucking bitch. That's my money. Pull yourself up from your bootstraps, bitch. You know, Chapel Roan is really teaching her generation about irony, I suppose. But I hope she gets better. Some people say she has bipolar disorder. Some people say she has borderline. Those people know nothing because they don't know Chapel Roan. So why don't we stop guessing, speculating, and maybe she's just a tired little sleepy baby. Maybe she just doesn't want to sing Pink Pony Club for the 4 millionth time. All right, let's get into some ad reads here. We got some new sponsors of the show. Aren't you excited? Are you excited as I am? We've got two new sponsors, testing them out. Don't embarrass me. Listen to these ad reads. Take action. Check out these companies. You know? The first one is for, I just do an ad read for Jeremy Dufresne's airboat tours. Come on down to the bayou. Me and my wife will give you, huggins. You get free earplugs. For every person that buys a ticket to my bayou airboat ride over there. For every gator you see, you could take a picture with a picture of Lana Del Rey. It's not really Lana, but I have a picture I took of her, and then you could take a picture with that picture. Come on down, Jeremy Dufresne. That'd be fun. I want to do that ad spot. No, these are my real podcast sponsors. All right, so listen up. Lucy Brown, you know them, you love them, you've had them in your ears. You've heard about them for episodes upon episodes, and they are still sponsors of the show. We love you, Lucy Brown. The best coffee shop in Kentucky and the world and the universe. Sarah Brown, the owner of Lucy Brown, she has made such a fantastic coffee shop over there. And I'll tell you what she doesn't do. She doesn't call out of work due to mental health issues. No, she shows up every goddamn day ready to slay. It's a great coffee shop. Lexington, Kentucky is where they're located. Lucy Brown Coffee Bar, L-U-S-S-I, Brown Coffee Bar. They are offering coffee subscriptions. I know a bunch of you out there have signed up for these coffee subscriptions. I'm hearing great things from you. I'm glad you're enjoying them as much as I've been enjoying them personally. I have my own coffee subscription. I signed up years ago, 14 years ago probably. I signed up when she started offering them over there at Lucy Brown, and I love it. Every month I get a new bag of coffee, whole beans for me, because I like to grind them on my own, make them all fresh as fuck. But if you want ground coffee, that's your call. I like a dark roast, but you can also get light roast, medium roast, whatever you like. But get their coffee subscription. It's fantastic. Every single month, first of the month, in the mail, because I'm no longer in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm over here in Louisville. She mails me coffee. And that's what this coffee subscription is. All you got to do is visit their website, lussibrowncoffee.com, and fill out the form on their website for their coffee subscriptions. And then you'll get coffee beans from different and exciting roasters sent straight to your door, starting at just $20 a month. That's nothing. You can visit lussibrowncoffee.com. Again, that's lussibrowncoffee.com. Follow the coffee subscription button and get signed up today. Plus, if you use the code HeatherShawIsKidding, you'll get 10% off your first order, which is a big fucking deal. It's pretty goddamn cheap as it is. So 10% off, you do the math, motherfucker. Get the coffee. It's good coffee. I suggest you save money. If you like making coffee at home, make delicious coffee at home. Throw out your stupid Pete's coffee. Get this coffee subscription and get some good fucking coffee in your life. I mean, I just do. I have a regular coffee pot, drip coffee. It's so fucking good, guys. I love it. Every month, I'm so satisfied with the coffee I get. Never once have I been like, eh, not a fan of this coffee. So sign up today. Enjoy coffee. Get shit done. Be productive. Thank you, Lucy Brown. If you're a small business owner looking to increase revenue in a unique way, listen the fuck up. Ayora Growth, A-Y-O-R-A Growth, is a female-owned and run digital marketing and growth firm. They do everything from websites, graphic design, social media management, photography, videography, ad campaigns, and fucking more. Their goal is to bring valuable growth strategy to small businesses that only large companies with significant capital have access to. If you're interested in growing your company or know someone that might be, go to ayoragrowth.com. That's A-Y-O-R-A growth.com to get in touch with them and find out how you can grow today. I personally use Ayora Growth. I use them. If you ever are on my Instagram and you see clips from my podcast, those are edited by Ayora Growth. They do everything online. Anything that you want, social media-wise, websites, graphic design. What if I just got shot by Jeremy Dufresne through the window? Shut the fuck up about me and my wife. I'm from the bayou. As I'm reading this ad read. Ayora Growth is great. They also edit this podcast. I literally film this. I upload it. I send it to them. They take care of the rest. Go check out ayoragrowth.com. I personally use them. Guys, I am, if you couldn't tell, the sponsors on the show are personally used by me, and that's why, you know, sometimes I have to turn down sponsors because it'll be like, can you sell our douche cup? And I'm like, what's a douche cup? And they're like, we don't know. And I'm like, I can't sell that. I don't know what that is. You know, if it's, I'm not going to sell, like, if ever I got big enough to where BetterHelp was like, will you do an ad spot? I would absolutely say no. I only want to hawk things that feel right. All right, next up on the sponsors, we want to talk about Jeremy Dufresne's Airboat Tour. No, I'm kidding. The last sponsor I want to introduce you guys to is our new sponsor. He goes by the name of Motivated by Mathematics. He's a motivational speaker, spoken word poet. Ever heard of it? And recovery coach based in Boston, the mean streets of Boston. We love it so much. Big vent heads over there. Just kidding. Please don't kill me, math guy. He uses social media and merchandise to spread his message. And I want you to get, I want to ask you guys today to go show him some fucking love because he needs it. He's out there in Boston with the addicts. The addicts in Boston are dragging him down. You guys go and show him some love. He makes amazing spiritual and recovery merch, which you can check out at motivatedbymathematics.com. He posts inspiring messages, which you can check out on Instagram at motivatedbymathematics. And you can go see his TED Talk, music videos, and other speaking engagements on YouTube. Just type in Motivated by Mathematics, MBM, and check out his stuff. Now, I will say that I've not been to his Instagram yet. I have not checked out his Instagram. So I'm really hoping those inspirational posts he's making aren't just like, kill yourself. Just do it already. Be like Nike, sad ass. Just do it. So I really hope it is inspirational because I really have not. This is the one thing I haven't fact checked, so I'm sorry. Motivated by Mathematics is a great resource for anyone in recovery or active addiction, anyone struggling with self-love and confidence, or anyone that wants to support up-and-coming poets and artists. Now, I'm not one of those people that says I'm an addict because I don't drink. I haven't drank for like 2.5 years. So I'm not like, yeah, I'm an alcoholic. But, you know, it's really important if you are in active addiction. It's really nice to have a resource that you can reach out to for help. If you're struggling, if you need confidence, you need self-love, this would be your place to go. If you want him to speak at your event or have any questions, you can message him directly on Instagram. Again, that's Motivated by Mathematics on Instagram. To support his movement or to buy merchandise, head to motivatedbymathematics.com. Let me know about those inspirational posts on Instagram. I'm real scared that it's just going to be like, you should pull the plug. You know, I hope it's really inspirational. I'm assuming it is. Thank you to all our sponsors of the show. We appreciate you. Let's get back into the meat and potatoes, motherfucker. Hurricane Helene. We were talking about it before. I hope that you were not devastated by this. You know, my parents are in Florida, but they're on the East Coast. So they weren't really impacted. You know, I asked my dad, and he said, yeah, it's unreal. We've gotten some rain. I'm like, all right, dude. He's such a Floridian. I'm like, just some rain? Yeah, there's some people who have died. He's like, yeah, that's also bad. North Carolina seems to be, from what I've seen on TikTok, because again, I don't think that the news is really reporting on it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the people on TikTok are being dramatic. That could never happen. But to me, it seems like it's not being as reported on. But Asheville, North Carolina was hit pretty hard, which is sad because I've always wanted to visit Asheville. The Appalachia Mountains and that area, the Appalachian areas, were hit pretty hard. Tennessee areas, I mean, a lot of places in North Carolina were just kind of wiped, completely wiped. Roads and bridges wiped down, wiped off. You can't even drive over them. The stores that are just completely flooded. There's a lot of flooding, which is a, you know, my nightmare. This is a point to me. This is proof that global warming is real. You know, the water is getting warmer out in the ocean. The storms are getting worse. They're becoming more frequent. I think there are two more hurricanes coming up in the next week or so, which is hopefully they're not as devastating as Helene, that fucking bitch. But, you know, you never know. And I think that these are hurricanes are only going to increase with their frequency, and then they're also going to be awful. They're also going to be, it used to just be like, I mean, I used to live in Florida, and during hurricane season, it was like, yeah, we'd get a bunch of like hurricanes in air quotes, or like tropical storms, hurricanes that turn into tropical storms. Very rarely do you have anything that's devastating. And now it just seems like maybe every year there will be at least a couple devastating storms. Hopefully Helene is the worst of it. I really do hope it's the worst of it, but I don't know if that's really going to be the case. And this is proof that global warming is real. And I'm still seeing on TikTok people, I swear to God, I'm not making this up. Today I saw a couple people, somebody was posting about the hurricanes and how there's more out there in the sea, in the sea brewing in the ocean. And somebody goes, they're controlling the weather. They're manipulating the weather. Who the fuck is they? First of all, are you talking about Jewish people here? Are you doing the stereotypical the Jews are controlling the weather thing? Or like, who is they? Who's there? The government? Like, who are you talking to? Number two, it is these people. And by these people, I mean old white people. They would rather believe that their government or whoever, a group of people, is controlling and manipulating the weather. They would rather believe that, and that is more, that's easier for them to wrap their heads around than global warming. Isn't that fucking crazy? I mean, the gas we've emitted from cars and in planes and trains and all automobiles for decades upon decades upon decades, that's going to get to us. We do nothing to combat global warming. It's just very funny that they're like, no, it can't be global warming. This has to be something more realistic. This must be people controlling and manipulating the weather. It's the big man upstairs. He's got a large building, not God. It's somebody in our government who goes up in this building and put, it's like the Truman Show. Ed Harris is in the moon. It's like that. That's easier to believe than global warming, whatever the fuck that. It's crazy. People really do think that people are controlling the weather. Please do not comment on YouTube and be like, You little dumb fucking libtard, it is. We are. The weather is getting controlled. My name's Jeremy Dufresne. The weather is being... Jeremy Dufresne does think the weather is being controlled, by the way. I hate to say it. That's the guy who thinks the weather's being controlled. I'm just gonna... You know, he's not on side global warming. I'm just gonna say that. Please, by the way, if you're in Naples, come out to the show. Come out to the show before your state is underwater. This is a fun little story I found. There are New York City is going to trial birth control pills to reduce its rat problem. Fucking finally. This is the thing I can get behind. Contraceptive pellets will be placed in special rat accessible traps starting next year in New York City, lowering their numbers humanely without endangering other animals or the environment, its supporters hope. I love this. Stop setting out rat poison. Stop killing the rats. You know, I'm not pro killing things because you find them icky. The only thing I'm okay with killing is cockroaches and babies that are in your stomach under a certain amount of time, 6 months and under, maybe five. I don't know. I love this. I love that we're like, let's just give them birth control so they stop reproducing. I fucking love that. Because you can't teach a male rat how to pull out, you know? So you got to do this. You got to just hide the birth control pills inside their food. It's great. Nobody dies. People don't reproduce. It's fucking fantastic. You know what else is funny about this? Rats in New York City are having access to birth control before teens in Texas are. If that doesn't say anything about the state of our country, isn't that fun? A rat in New York City has wider access to birth control than a fucking teenage girl in Texas. Anyways, vote for who you want. Another alarming story I found here, an Uber Eats story. A couple, where are they from? New Jersey. A couple from New Jersey. Tony and Carmela Soprano. No. George and John McGinty. Georgia and John McGinty. They're a couple from New Jersey. They were left with life-changing injuries after an Uber they were riding and crashed. They went to sue Uber. I'm assuming the Uber driver was in the wrong and got them into serious trouble. They crashed. I think they had post-operative infections. They almost died. Spinal fractures, traumatic injuries to their abdominal wall. The dude fractured his sternum, sustained injuries to his hands. So this was a serious car crash. They probably could have died in it. It was a car crash that happened in 2022. Probably the Uber driver was at fault. Maybe, you know, he had some shitty driving record and shouldn't have been driving. I don't know what the story is, but they went to sue Uber, for this just to get like, you know, hospital bills are expensive. If I've got, you know, spinal issues and pain and I'm in and out of the hospital, I want somebody to pay that bill. They found that they couldn't sue Uber because, their daughter had used their phone once and used Uber Eats. And in order to use Uber Eats, you have to click on a confirm button that says that you agree to Uber's terms of use. And one of those terms of use is that you can't take them to court. Any claims like this should be resolved in arbitration. So you can't sue them because their daughter wanted pizza. So they can't sue Uber. Isn't that amazing? Arbitration, by legal experts, they say arbitration tends to result in smaller financial settlements because you're not going into court, you're not being seen by a judge and a jury, or even just a judge. It's literally you're meeting with a representative from Uber, and there's an arbitrator there who Uber has probably paid off, let's be real, and the arbitrator sees all the facts of the case and then decides what to do. So it's a lot quicker, it's a lot less messy than court. And I asked Lily because I was interested in this, and she said it's very hard to, like whatever is decided by the arbitrator is what goes. It's very hard to dispute that. You can't come back and dispute it. It's like set in stone, done. So just so you know, if you've signed up for Uber Eats, you've signed away your life. Just so you know, it's going back to that guy that his wife either died in Disney or something, and he went to sue Disney, and Disney was like, well, actually, you signed up for Disney Plus, and when you signed up for Disney Plus, you agreed that you would never sue us, so you're shit out of luck, widower, you know? But that's just, it's just weird that that's kind of what's happening now. I wonder if they're pissed at their daughter for ordering that shitty fucking bag of fast food from Uber Eats. Actually, I think it was... they told the BBC the most recent time the terms were agreed to was when their daughter, then 12, had accepted them prior to ordering a pizza on Uber Eats. Can you imagine? The woman said, how would I ever remotely think that my ability to protect my constitutional rights to a trial would be waived by my fucking daughter ordering a pizza? I'd be so pissed at that daughter, I'd throw her out of the house. She's 14 now. She can survive. Get her the fuck out of the house. She just cost me a lot of fucking money and I'm still in pain. I hope that pizza was good, bitch. You couldn't just ask me to go pick up the fucking pizza. I could have picked up the pizza. You know, but I gotta say, Uber, I've taken a shit ton of Ubers in my life, and I've never once been in a car crash or been like felt in danger, which is weird. Or no guy has ever been creepy to me. I don't know if guys think I'm another guy. Most guys think I'm another guy if they don't know me. So that could be why. But not even the gay Uber drivers haven't been creepy to me. So I got to say, my track record's pretty good with Uber. But, you know, don't sign anything with Uber Eats. You probably already have. Everyone has. And if you've already accepted their terms, don't ever try to sue them. Good luck. Companies own us. The last thing I wanted to do is run down some NFL drama because I am a huge NFL fan, and this is for anybody else that is an NFL fan. If you're not an NFL fan, I totally understand. I'm just going to give you a rundown every week of some NFL drama a la Real Housewives style. If you are an NFL fan, you'll enjoy this. If you're not, it's going to take 2 seconds. Okay, number one, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift apparently allegedly are breaking up because of that fake contract that came out that said that their relationship, quote unquote, would end September 28th. She hasn't been to the last 2 Kansas City Chiefs games. What's going on there, girl? And do we care? I don't know. I think that maybe maybe she's busy, or maybe they really are broken up and they just were hoping that everyone forgot about that leaked contract. It always seemed like a fake relationship to me, but everybody just calls me a fucking hater. So what do I know? Travis Kelce's kind of flopping this season. But again, I said it last episode, this guy's 35, 36 years old. He's my age. I can't imagine being a professional athlete, a professional football athlete at this age. Our bones are hurting, guys. My blood barely works. You know, some days my brain just goes night, night. You know, I check out early. I can't imagine. It's a really hard life to be in the league as long as he has is incredibly impressive. Most people are in the league 2 to 3 to 4 years tops. So incredibly impressive. But yeah, this could be the downfall of Travis Kelce. Dude just is simply of age. I mean, younger guys are coming up, nipping him in the butt, nipping at his ankles, taking his jobs. And also, you know, he's had this high profile relationship that may or may not be real. You know, they're trying to, his team, the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're trying to get a three-peat, which is winning their 3rd Super Bowl in a row. Now, it's never been done by an NFL team. Will it happen? It might. They just lost one of their star wide receivers because Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Chiefs, ran into him and tore his ACL. Patrick Mahomes went to take, he threw an interception. He went to tackle the guy that intercepted his pass. And Rashee Rice, Patrick Mahomes' own wide receiver, got in the way of Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes ran into him and proceeded to tear Rashee Rice's ACL. So I don't know if they're going to be a Super Bowl-worthy team anymore. That was a very big, integral part of their team, Rashee Rice, and he is now out probably for the rest of the year. Aaron Rodgers needs to retire. He's on the shitty fucking New York Jets team. They don't know when to leave these guys. Travis Kelce has the opportunity to just fucking leave. I think Travis Kelce is hoping that they'll win their 3rd Super Bowl so that he can bow out on top. It's not going to happen. I just don't see it happening. Not this year. Not ever. It's very hard to win 3 Super Bowls in a row. But I think that's what Travis Kelce was hoping. But now that Rashee Rice is out for the year, Aaron Rodgers didn't get the memo. He just kept going. God himself, who I don't even believe in, tore Aaron Rodgers' ACL last year to be like, bitch, sit this out. Just come out of the closet and stop playing football. But he didn't get the memo. He's still playing and he's sucking ass. I don't know. The NFL, everybody's injured. It's a bad season. Everyone good is injured. It's not fun. The games are fine. Washington Commanders are very surprisingly good. I like the Packers. Packers are having a rough time. The Niners, who went to the Super Bowl last year, are not that great. Who else is pretty good? Commanders are good. Houston Texans are okay. Ravens are decent. Bills are good. Chiefs are great. If you want to root for a team that's fun, root for the New Orleans Saints. I would say that. Root for the Saints. They're kind of underdog vibes. Falcons are doing okay, too, and they're kind of underdog vibes. These guys probably won't do anything. Minnesota Vikings. Fuck them. They're so fucking good. Fuck the Minnesota Vikings. They beat my Packers so bad. Fuck them. I do not like Kevin O'Connell. whatever the fuck his last name is, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. If you're a Vikings fan, fuck you. You guys are really good this year. I'm going to watch this movie called The Substance tomorrow night with Lily, taking her out on a little movie date. Real gay shit over here. We're going to go see The Substance. I'm very excited to go check out this movie. It's got Demi Moore in it. Come on, Demi Moore. She doesn't ever stop getting hot. Remember when she married that child, Ashton Kutcher? God, he deserves everything bad to happen to him. If you want to hear my thoughts on Ashton Kutcher, I would never say them out loud like this. I have them on my Patreon. Sign up for the Patreon if you want to hear my thoughts on Ashton Kutcher. He's a real fucking prick. But I'm going to see The Substance, and I'll have a review for next week on that. I'm very excited to see The Substance. I've not heard anything about the movie The Substance, so very excited to check it out. I like going into movies blindly, not actually, not literally, just figuratively. It's fun to go into movies blindly and just kind of, because, you know, trailers tell you everything that happens. So I don't want to watch a trailer because I don't want to know what happens. Things I also want to see, I have to watch The Penguin, which I've heard is The Sopranos for Colin Farrell. It's based on the Penguin character from Batman, which kind of turned me off from wanting to watch it. But it's on HBO, and HBO has a great track record with shows. And I heard it's very darkly funny, and Colin Farrell is amazing in it, and it is very Sopranos-esque, so sign me up. I've also got to see The Deliverance with Glenn Close. I've heard that's an insane movie. I haven't watched it yet. Again, I don't really know what it's about, but Glenn Close, man, she's such a good actress. And I have seen a weird clip, I think, towards the end of the movie where she's like a demon. I don't know what the fuck is going on in that movie. If you've seen it, let me know how it is. All right, reminders again. Join the Patreon if you want an extra episode or just to support me. If you like my comedy, whatever. Starts at $3 a month, goes up to $20. You choose. You get the same access no matter what you pay. Upcoming shows are at heathershawcomedy.com. Again, I'm in Tulsa tonight, Bentonville tomorrow through Saturday, and then Sunday I'm in Kansas City, Missouri. Later this month, I'll be in Salt Lake City, Las Vegas. Next, and then in November, I'll be in Naples, Florida at Off the Hook Comedy Club, doing a Friday and Saturday there. Come on out if you want to say hi to me and enjoy a fun show in Naples, unless it's underwater by then. We'll see. Leave a review for the show, please. It helps so much. If you've listened this far, then you're a real fan. You know, if you've listened this far, you deserve to leave a review. Tell us your thoughts. Rate the show. Do what you want. Tell people about the show. Don't tell them. Gatekeep it. Do whatever you want to do. Enjoy the rest of your week and stay gay. See ya.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.